Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm studying to be a rabbi, and in a year, I should be ordained by next January, less than a year. In Judaism, there's a specific portion or reading from the Torah that we read every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week in order from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. Of course, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions as a future rabbi. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. And if you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. And though I give these podcasts freely, of course, you can always make a contribution by going to my website, lenegditamid.us. That's LenegditamID.us. And you can also find out about my other offerings. Thank you for being here with me today. And thank you for any contributions that you make. So, Dayenu, Passover, cancel culture. I don't know. The idea of cancel culture came to me. Can we cancel Passover? Can we cancel all the craziness in the world? What can we cancel? Tomorrow night, we Jews celebrate the first night of Passover. It's also Good Friday tomorrow, and it's Easter on Sunday. They're closely connected, these holidays. Today, I made my matzo ball soup, my charoses, my potato kugel. I have so much more to do. I'm exhausted. I never sleep well when I'm getting ready for a holiday. The anticipation of it, of all the work, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. Not even from the work, but just from not sleeping, because my mind just can't settle down when I'm thinking about all that I have to do. And I love these holidays. I'm really excited because my children are coming. And, Passover almost got canceled because one of my children was exposed to COVID by her roommate. Her roommate got really sick. And thank God after a week, she tested negative. But, you know, we didn't know even until today whether they were going to be able to come tomorrow, whether she was coming tomorrow with her roommate. Anyway, I'm grateful. They're coming. My younger daughter, that same daughter, came to kosher my kitchen for me yesterday, and I got to take a nap after going shopping. She came with her mask on. She stayed masked the whole time. We just decided we weren't going to take any chances until all tests came back negative. But I really needed her to help me, and I was really grateful for that she was here doing it, because I would never do it the way she does it. I mean, I don't know how much I would have done, because I was just too tired. Going shopping, you know, everything. Anyway, so I'm excited. I'm cooking my favorite foods, the favorite foods that we only eat once a year. And I'm wondering how we will do a Seder this year. Because there's a part of me that's feeling like the world is just too much of a mess to talk about liberation. Do we sit around and talk about it again? I mean, this is what we do every year. There are no young children to teach it to. We're preaching to the choir. We're not, I mean, what's going on in the world is so painful. Between the war in Ukraine and, you know, over the years, progressive Jews like me, we add things in, you know, an awareness of the different kinds of slavery that exists in the world still today. There's so much, not to mention, a little thing like a mass shooting in the subway earlier this week. I mean, it's just so much. Anyway, so there's a part of the Seder meal where we sing Dayenu. Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu. Da-da-yenu. Okay, you all know this, maybe. It would have been enough. It would have been enough if God had taken us out of Egypt. But no, God did this too. And it would have been enough if God had only done, but God also did that. That's what the song says. And this friend of mine forwarded this poem to me from the Shalom Center. You can look it up. By Dr. Barbara Brightman. And here's how it goes. Enough, Dayenu, for this and every year. We praise God at Passover. Dayenu, it would have been enough. It would have been enough if you had taken us out of Egypt, but not divided the Red Sea. If you had divided the Reed Sea, but not brought us to dry land. If you satisfied our needs for 40 years, but did not send us manna. If you fed us manna in the desert, but did not bring us to Mount Sinai, it would have been enough. We would have been content. This year I am falling. I cannot say Dayenu. It is too much. It is not enough. I've had enough. Enough racism, enough war, enough vicious white men taunting the brilliant judge, first black woman, Supreme Court justice, taunting her to ignite rage, call her just another angry black radical bitch. Enough bodies, dead bodies, strewn on city streets, enough maimed bodies run over by tanks, enough stockpiles of nuclear weapons, enough chemical weapons, enough weapons altogether, weapons incinerating the earth, billowing carbon into the stratosphere, melting glaciers even faster. Enough sadism, enough hedonism of the super rich, enough billionaires riding rockets to outer space while their workers cannot feed their children on the earth. Enough senators blocking climate change legislation because they own stock in fossil fuel, because they own coal mines, because money and power are their gods. Enough plastic bottles and bags, gagging fish in the sea, suffocating birds in the air, enough floods and fires, earthquakes and droughts, enough melting ice caps, enough dead birds, dead gorillas, dead frogs, enough extinctions, enough desert where there should be rain where there should be sun, enough searing the lungs of the earth, enough climate refugees dying at borders to be free. Enough torture and tanks, enough severed limbs. Pregnant women shuddering in basements, giving birth, hearing bombs fall on their homes. Enough women watching kneeling husbands shot in the head. Enough atrocities, enough rape, enough liars and thieves and autocrats and oligarchs. Enough, enough, enough. Will you shout with me from rooftops, from mountaintops, from every capital and every dome? From every church, every mosque, every temple, every home? Can you make a roar loud enough to reach the heavens so it will finally be enough? Please take my hand. Please whisper in my ear that you have had enough too. After reading this powerful piece, I went into a tailspin. I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. Of course, none of us can do enough. The job is of trying to fix this world is way too great for any one individual. So how do I go into Passover with this awareness? So heavy, I almost want to cancel it. Like cancel culture. Can we cancel it? Then I was in the park earlier today, and someone told me I was the spitting image of Carole King. I laughed. I guess a little. The curly hair, maybe the nose, I don't know. I could only take it as a compliment, as it was meant. Then I went home and I listened with nostalgia to Carole King's songs as I continued cooking. Songs of my early teens. Wow, 1971. I mean, I was 13. No, what am I talking about? Oh, I was 9? What? 70? Maybe 75. I can't remember. When this song, Beautiful, came out. The end of the song. So I was listening to it. And it gave me a counterbalance to the poem that I just read to you above by Dr. Brightman. And this is the end of Beautiful. I'm going to sing part of it. I'm probably going to mess it up because it's a little bit complicated and I haven't heard it in a really long time and I only heard it once this morning, so be patient with me. Okay. I have often asked myself the reason for the sadness in a world where tears are just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness, maybe not. Oh, but we can see, I messed it up. Maybe not. Oh, but we can only try. And then back to the main verse. You've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face, show the world all the love in your heart. And it goes on, but that's the part that I wanted to hold on to. You've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. I'm not sure what tears being just a lullaby means. Maybe these words reflected a kinder, gentler time in American history and the world. I don't know. I don't know what she was trying to say. I want to know. Like, tears are just a lullaby? Not now. Still, showing the world all the love in our hearts is a start to ending the madness. I do agree with that. And we can't cancel Passover any more than we can cancel the madness in one fell swoop or individually. So in the meantime, I want to wish us all a peaceful Passover, a peaceful holiday, whatever you celebrate. And may we all find liberation soon. Thanks for being here with me. Good Shabbos. Happy Pesach.